We're back, and I'm feeling sad.
You're feeling sad?
Well,
you actually are, aren't you? I know you did a comical, we're feeling sad, I'm feeling sad, but I know there is actually truth in what's going on, and not to start the vibrations low.
No.
But we have to address that.
Yeah. So at the moment, if you don't know, I'm moving in with my boyfriend who lives up north near Leeds.
Yeah.
And that's about four hours, five-hour drive from London, about a two-hour train. So it doesn't sound that big, but it's like a big journey for a Brit.
For a Brit, that's like long distance, isn't
it? It's huge.
For an American, that's a trip to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's true. They would just, drive 5 hours to their favourite Starry Bees.
And just be like, quick ride.
Fine. But to a Brit, that is a long way. They speak different up north. They act different up north. I'm moving away from all my friends, all my family who are all down south.
How do they act differently?
They're just like, all right, Chuck. Yeah. And like, they're different. They're
more
friendly.
More animated.
They're more
friendly. Yeah.
Okay. But the point is, I'm very excited to do it. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. But there is a sadness with it.
Okay.
Because it's new. It's unknown. I'm leaving behind my whole life. Mm-hmm. But I know you've done it before. You've moved your life a few years ago.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
But the difference between us, Joel, is that I didn't let myself get to the level of anxiety that you've got.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a horrible way. Mm. But because I just went with the flow and just did it.
Yeah.
I couldn't let myself.
Yeah.
And plus our lives were so busy as well. We had so much work stuff going on. It was just like throw myself into it, make sure I get on the train into London, make sure I come in and do the deliverables we have to do.
Yeah.
But you are by nature an overthinker.
Yeah.
You overthink things, and this is hard because you've thought of every possible outcome of everything.
Yeah.
So it's terrifying.
Yeah.
All you have to do is do it.
Mm.
And that's hard. I know that's, as a friend, that's harsh to say, but that's how I feel for you. That's how I feel. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're overthinking.
Yeah, I am.
But equally, your pain is real and you're allowed to feel like that because this is big.
Yeah. It's also just confusing because it's like, well, I am excited.
Yeah.
And like, everyone's like, oh, well, aren't you excited? Aren't you excited? I'm like, yeah, I am. But it doesn't mean I'm not also sad.
Yeah.
But I'm obviously, in some ways, I feel like the sadness outweighs. So a negative emotion, I feel, outweighs a positive emotion. I just feel they're stronger.
Okay.
So naturally, I would say I feel more sad than excited. But clearly, that's not true. Because if I did, I wouldn't be doing the move. So clearly, deep down, the excitement must be there. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, 100%.
But it's just I haven't really accessed the excitement yet.
But do we ever?
Maybe not.
You know, like when we used to book a lot of flights and go to America all the time. Like, you know, you don't really get excited till you're there.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're like, oh, we're here now.
You don't believe it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get there and you're busy and this is happening. You're like, oh, I'm looking around. It's a new place.
Yeah.
And then you start to feel excitement.
What did you do when you moved to Chichester? Did you, when you were presented with a day where Atch, your boyfriend at the time, was in the office.
Yeah. In his
9 what to did
five.
You do? Did you just go on walks? You went shopping at TK Maxx? Or what? Or did you just throw yourself into work?
So I tried to get into a routine.
Mm.
And bear in mind, this pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
So what I did was I joined a new gym down there. And I threw myself into that. And I tried to go to like off-peak. You know, I didn't really want to be at like that kind of 7 a.m. gym class where there's like everyone's there and then they're going off to the office because I had the luxury of choosing my own schedule with our work. I was like, right, I'll do a 10 a.m. gym class. In the morning, I'll wake up. I'll do chores. I love doing chores in the morning.
Okay,
I love it. I love putting on a wash. I love tidying up. Chores and me in the morning is like the perfect setup.
Yeah.
And then I like to just do my exercise, self-care, and then come back. And like my solid working time would be from like after lunch until 5. So 2 till 5 is my perfect 4 hours of like, I'm going to do my computer work now.
Yeah.
So I just kind of made sure I got my walk in. I, to be totally honest with you, I didn't really make that many friends where I moved to.
Yeah.
I tried to meet people in a similar field. I tried to meet up with another creator down there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice enough people, but you know how long it takes to form a true friendship.
Yeah.
We've been friends for like nearly 10 years or longer than 10 years.
Yeah.
And you don't just make friends with someone, do you?
No.
And you start talking to people and you're like, No, I've got better friends.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's harsh.
And we naturally have small groups. Both of us are the same, that we have small groups. Or not groups of friends, but just small. We keep our circles small.
Yeah.
At the same time, we've got lots of acquaintances and lots of friends. But close friends, it's actually quite a small circle.
Yeah. There's like four or five very close friends that know me inside out. Mm. And that's enough for me.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And I think for you, like, definitely make sure, because I know what you need, and you need your routine.
Yeah.
As soon as you've got your routine where you know you walk your dog at that time, mm-hmm. you know you go to the gym at that time.
Yeah.
You're going to be so fine. You get your coffee. Yeah. Get your coffee sorted out. Coffee. Your coffee machine.
Yeah.
And that's so true. I think as soon as you know, do a couple of supermarket trips, make sure you fill up the fridge.
Yeah.
Make it yours.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. That's the thing. I know in 6 months, hopefully less, I will look back and go,
What was I worried about?
So dramatic. But it just feels like a big change. And also us coming into central London, like, and at least work. Once a month doing this.
Yeah,
this is let alone other plans, if there's any social plans or anything. So that will, I know London isn't over. It's
no,
just
London's
I don't
not
live
over.
Here anymore.
That's it. But also, I think it's good that, like, you're going to be coming to London. You try not to say no to too many events.
Yeah.
That's a nice sound. ASMR.
Just enjoy it.
Was that an M&S advert?
I don't know.
I thought you were trying to do the voice like a Marks and Spencer's advert.
Well,
where
you have to whisper ASMR. So it's like, just enjoy the sparkling Prosecco.
And that is why they pay him the big voiceover bucks. He's a voiceover agent, voiceover artist.
Yeah.
That is good.
Right. Let's just take a moment here to just say that we have memberships available on this channel. We have done for a long time, where we create bonus extra content for you guys. However, it has now changed because we've got this professional setup, this lovely swanky studio. It's now no longer able to be at 99 cents per month. So the 99 cents tier is staying, but that is just sort of, you get badges next to your name and that is it.
Yes.
The new tier is going to be $7.99 a month. And you're going to be getting extra episodes of this podcast.
Yeah, and sometimes the best stuff happens on the bonus videos.
Yeah.
And then you go, well, that's nice because the bonus people get it.
Definitely.
But,
it's got to be that way. And we feel that we're safer on the membership page because it's not going out to everyone.
Oh,
it's going
absolutely.
Out to a select few. So, yeah.
We're totally different people.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, no, as Joel said, we've had to bump this up due to the cost of the studio and the change of direction with all of this. But we hope that you guys can stay with us. If you can't, no pressure. If you can, thank you so much. We also have a really exciting trip coming up in April, May.
Yeah.
Scotland, baby.
Edinburgh, Scotland, and the Highlands.
And the Isle of Skye.
Yeah.
Really
we
bad Scottish accent.
Cannot wait. We've actually got currently 13 people coming with us.
Yeah.
13 of you guys that are going to meet us and go on holiday with us, basically, and explore Scotland.
Absolutely nuts.
Absolutely nuts.
Nuts, yeah. And basically, I'm going to stop the Scottish. We're going to basically go on a holiday with our subscribers. There's 7 spaces left. And if you would like a spot, there is a link in the description of this video.
Yes.
And we urge you to come with us, have a best time,
yeah.
Do something, do the thing you said you were going to do. Do the thing. Like, if you want to do it, just do it.
Yeah.
You want to come on holiday with us. Let's have an absolute ball.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And it's not all about us. You're going to see the beautiful Scotland as well.
Oh, yeah.
The Harry Potter viaduct, where the train goes over that beautiful viaduct with all the arches.
Yes.
We're going to go to the Cairngorms National Park, explore Scotland, go to Edinburgh Castle. Like, there is a packed itinerary, and we have a professional local guide with us the whole time.
Yeah, so any, like, Edinburgh knowledge, you'll ask them.
Yeah.
And then any comedy value,
come
that'll
to
be
us.
Pouring the tea and coffee, that'll be us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be me. Pouring the Prosecco?
Me.
Joel.
Serving the pastries? Me.
Joel with pastries. Yeah. Me with sausage rolls. Okay, that's basically all our parish notices.
Yeah.
Back to the pod.
Anyway, enough of the negativity, but I know you've done the move before.
I've done the move before, and it's sad to leave London. You're like, damn it, everything's here. My life's here. My existence here. I identify with this city. This city is my place.
Yeah.
I know my way around this place better than anywhere else.
Yeah.
But also, home is kind of where your stuff is.
That's so true.
This is controversial because People go, oh, home is where your heart is. Home is where your family are. And it's true. But you know when all your stuff is in one place, you're like, home is where my stuff is.
That's so true. Yeah.
Right?
Well, as soon as I've never had an office before, but the spare bedroom I'm using as my office, and I started setting it up, and I've just bought a desk chair and all these things. And already I'm a bit like, ooh, this is nice. Ooh. It's so good.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
And you can just imagine yourself in that little office, and then you're like, done 3 hours in here. I'm going to get out of here now.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's good.
I think already that sounds really positive.
Yeah.
Because you can just sit there and edit videos and do stuff.
And the issue has been last week where the panic set in is that we hadn't started work for the year. With solo stuff, hadn't started work for the year. Yeah. So I've had nothing to do. So I've been there like, what the hell am I doing? Like, there's nothing to do. And even Keegan was like, well, the trouble is you haven't even started work yet. Whereas when you're working, that's going to fill a chunk of your day.
Massive chunk of the day.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't know about you, but I've started doing more. I've started scheduling more of my own blocks on calendars.
Okay. So, what does that mean?
You and I, we've been really lucky that we've done our YouTube channel. Mm. We know what we had to do, and we meet up for these filming days, and we make sure the content gets out. But when it comes to like actually being in sort of like a work relationship with anyone but you, there's this level of expectation that's often not met because of no experience in the corporate world.
Yes.
No kind of diary system. Me and you just get the things done, but in our own little special way.
The most official we get is a WhatsApp message being like, want to meet up on this date at this time? We'd be like, okay.
I'll WhatsApp you like, studio's booked. Yeah. And we just meet up. But like, there's now a system in place for other things in my life that are more worky. And I'm like, I didn't have that for 10 years with Joel.
Yeah. Do you enjoy it?
No. Absolutely not. Like,
you don't enjoy doing it, but do you enjoy how organized you feel when you're like everything's set out, or still you're like, I don't need it?
No, I know I need it, and I know it's the hardest thing for me to do.
Yeah.
Is the solid routine. Some people thrive in routine, but for me, getting into this routine is like, I can't just...
That is hard.
What's wrong with me? Like, I'm a creative soul. I can't... If someone's like, that's the hour you do that, I'm like... Can't breathe.
Well, like you said, it's because we've never worked a corporate job. So I remember when, like, I don't know about you, but I learned what OOO meant. I was like, why have they sent me a message saying, ooh? And I'm like, oh, it means they're out of office. But like, because we've never worked in that environment... This jargon, this lingo, the way people fill out spreadsheets and diaries and schedules, we've never had to do it.
I know. And then it gets to the point in your life like where you've got to have a system, otherwise everything around you collapses.
Yeah.
Like get my words out. Like you balancing sort of going up north, being down south, seeing your family, having a job, committing to all these parts of your life, you would have had to create some sort of like system or framework that works.
Yeah.
But before that, you were quite loose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. So, and maybe that's why I struggled last year a bit as well, because I didn't do that. And that is a positive of the move, is that I will now be in one place and there won't be the back and forth. Because the back and forth was so much that I then couldn't be like, okay, so I'm in Yorkshire a bit and then I'm in London.
Yeah.
Then I've also got to visit my family in Southampton. And then I've got to film with Leah for this channel. And then what about the main channel? And then my solo stuff and then voiceovers. And then it all got too much.
It's a lot.
Whereas hopefully this move strips everything back. And people have often asked on this channel as well, being like, so what does this mean for you and Leah, like, living-wise? And I'm like, actually, I think that's the easiest bit. I think at the moment I live about 2.5 hour drive from you. And I think when I move north, I'll be about a 2.5 hour drive from yours.
Yeah.
So I think it's like Leah's in the middle and I've gone from south to north. So really distance, I don't think has changed. Yeah.
If anything, if I still lived in Chichester, which is at the bottom, and you had gone there and it was still that big gap, that would be the biggest distance.
Yeah.
But I'd know that for you to get to your family, you'd have to go that way anyway. Yeah,
exactly.
So we always make it work, don't we?
Make it work. That is the least of our worries.
That's really the least of it. It's actually just being there and showing up for everyone else in our life and being present and showing up and doing the work and being creatively fulfilled and making money.
Yeah.
That's actually, and I know saying it out loud sounds like almost a non-problem, because there's people that have to balance all of that on top of like a very stressful 9-to-5 that they're not in control of. Like, you know, there's a boss, there's pressure. But with us being our own bosses, like that is a huge luxury.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It is.
So That's how you've been feeling.
Yeah.
That's how you've been feeling. I feel like 2023 is got to be the year of, like, just not panicking about just, like, minor stuff and, like, just giving myself a bit of a, like, because we were saying earlier off camera about, like, how you talk to yourself.
Yeah.
And the what words you tell yourself. And if you go, like, well, I failed today, I didn't do that. But, like, I might just start trying to be a bit more deluded and be like, you did a great job today.
Yeah.
You did fantastic.
What have you got to lose?
You did everything you said you were going to do today.
Yeah, even if that wasn't a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know what I've learned recently? And I've spoke. You know this because we've spoken off camera. I saw a YouTuber who will remain nameless in a video talk about how they do a vision board.
Yeah.
And they shared their vision board. And it was the most cringe thing I've ever seen. Like millions of pounds in their bank account. Images of an aeroplane. Cash. Passports, like 100 million subscribers, all these things. Yet at the same time, I thought, whilst this is so cringe, what have I got to lose? So I made my own.
That is incredible.
I took screenshots of my bank accounts, edited the amount on the bank account, put money on screen. I put like a house and like all these things. I photoshopped my face onto the body that I want. All these things. It is the most cringe thing.
Wow.
But like you're saying about like maybe I'll just be a bit more deluded this year. Yeah, what have you got to lose?
That's really nice. Ach, my fiance, has got a vision board and he's had it for a few, well, I think it's supposed to be 2 years now. It's been on the back of the door.
Yeah.
I think it's changed twice. But like, you go in and there's like, it's really cute, actually. There's like a little silhouette of a family, which I imagine is like me, him, and then like there's two kids. And I'm like, okay, so he wants two kids.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've spoken about these things anyway in life. But
you
can see he's put like holidays and I think he's got a picture of like a motorbike because he loves he wants to go on a big motorbike trip somewhere. And I love that he's got that vision board, which clearly suggests like financial abundance, family life. Basically just having enough to have a great life. And I was like, I need to do, I still haven't done mine.
You need
There's
to do
all these
it.
People in the world that have these vision boards.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the one with all the passports. Why do you need that many passports?
Very well. I think it was supposed to emphasize travel or something.
Must be.
But either way, when I say as well, it's cringe, that just reflects my own mindset about that. Like clearly, it's something deep down I want, but I'm not allowing myself to even dream of that because I go, that is cringe to say that you want lots of money.
Yeah, like 25 million or something.
Exactly. And my vision board doesn't have 25 million in the bank account. It's got considerably less than that, like on my vision board. But that's what I felt comfortable with. And it still feels like out of reach and cringe. But I'm like, do it. What have you got to lose?
I think it might even be a British thing because we're cringing at someone having 25 million on their vision board.
Yeah.
But I'm reading like a book that I told you about, the $100 million offer.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy's making like millions a week or a day in his Alex Hormozy, if you're watching, you'll probably wait.
If you're watching.
Like, you know when you see all these American entrepreneurs and they're making all of this money and...
Yeah,
I don't know what they're doing with it. I don't know if they're helping anyone with their money. I don't know where their money's going.
Yeah.
Or if it's just making them more money. And money's just a game because they've got so much of it. They're like, Monopoly. But I think that we've got this barrier of success as British people where we're like, must not appear to be, what is it called? Like indulgent. Must not be like money grabbing. Or no one wants to be like, oh, that is so disgusting.
It's tacky.
Like it's so,
yeah.
Where did it come from?
I know. It's very weird. Because, Americans don't seem to have that as much. I'm sure some do. But it doesn't feel... It feels like a very British thing. Like, you mustn't want more for yourself.
Yeah, you mustn't. Yeah. Like, you must not want to be... Wait, you want to be successful?
Yeah.
It's like, you're not allowed.
It's so weird. It's so this year, we've got to just stop that.
We could learn a lot from American people.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them just back themselves and just have that level of, like, belief and...
Is the Americans that say to us as well, they're like, you two are so talented, you could present a show here in the US, you could do this, and we just go, but actually they can see it and they can, and that could happen one day, you never know. If we wanted it to be a thing, it could be a thing.
And on top of that, that's just reminded me of like a limiting belief that I have. This is very exposing, this podcast.
Okay.
I've told myself that I only appeal to the kind of audience we've got on our YouTube channel. So on our YouTube channel, you can see the statistic, the demographics of the people that are watching. And there's a heavy skew, like over 60% of our audience. At one point, it was probably over 75% were American.
Mm-hmm.
I think it it's still very high, American. Yeah. And I made up a thing in my head, and I've believed it, that yeah. I do not appeal to British people at all.
Mm.
British people don't like me. I will only ever be liked by American people.
Yeah.
And I've made it up about me and you, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't have to believe it, but I've made it up about the both of us.
No, I do. And I do it with age as well. And it's even turned into a joke with friends and family where they're like, oh, if they're a middle-aged American woman, they'll love you. And I'm like, no. Like, yeah, they do. But
why have we believed
but
that?
But why do we believe that that's only the case? It's only this section of people in the world that like us and the rest don't.
It's so mad. Like, it's weird, we've gone, isn't it? Oh, okay, we've put out a few videos for what, 9 years or whatever we've been on YouTube, and we've said, are these the people that have watched so far? So therefore these must be the only people that are interested in us.
When actually it's probably just the algorithm just serves our content more to Americans.
Maybe, yeah. Makes
rather
sense.
Than Brits.
So isn't that's a limiting weird? Belief we got to get rid of.
Yeah, got to get rid of. So what do we say to combat that? We go, I have unlimited appeal. See, I feel cringe even saying it.
I can't.
Just say, I have unlimited appeal. People like me no matter where they're from or who they are.
Yeah, or even better, we don't, is that good? We don't care if someone likes us or not.
I don't think you can put the negative into it, can you? You have to go, what do you care about?
Okay.
Don't say I don't care. What do I care about?
I care about, or how do I
or
make it
I only them? Care about what I say about myself.
This is like therapy. I have to come up with the sentence now here.
Yeah.
So I appeal to audiences across the globe.
Yes. We have to say it.
Across the globe. And
see,
so we.
It feels cringe.
We appeal. We reach audiences worldwide.
Yeah. And
that's
it.
Say that and then you stop talking and they're like, do you know?
Yeah. But it just comes across so strange. But I feel like everyone can do this with no matter what issue they're facing.
Yeah, like
so
turn
like,
the limiting belief into a whatever.
Like with health, a really basic one. If you are someone that eats unhealthily and you just tell yourself, I can never eat healthy food, I don't like healthy food, why not just every day just say to yourself, I love vegetables.
I love
healthy food. I love nourishing my body with what it needs. Eventually, your mindset will probably change.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. We are our thoughts. God, it's getting deep.
Isn't it?
Isn't it funny that when we were like mid-20s, we never used to think about mindset?
I know. And now here we are.
What did we think about? Probably just making enough money to cover rent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like what did we think? I didn't remember having like self-help. I've never Googled therapy.
No.
And now here I am like driving in the car, telling myself my mantras on the way to the station. Like, I'm always on time. I'm a person that's on time. I'm late, but I'm going, I make plans and I arrive on time.
See, this stresses me out now because I've just thought like, is this us for the rest of our life now? Are we just going to be fighting against ourselves the rest of our life?
Are we never a finished product? You ever met anyone who's a finished product?
No.
Me neither.
Everyone's a working... And everyone says no one knows what the hell they're doing. Everyone's just muddling through. And that's reassuring.
You ever met anyone who's like, they've got a handle of everything. This is my businesses. This is my life. This is my earnings.
No, but
house.
I think that's what people make it come across like online. Even if they are a coach, for example, like Gary Vee or Tony Robbins or whatever. They almost, in order to coach, they sort of project the image that I've got my shit together.
Yeah.
And therefore listen to me, which maybe they don't intend on doing that, but they come across like they have.
Yeah, when in reality, what would make me like you more as a coach, Tony?
Yeah, Tony.
Would be if you were like, do you know what, guys? I had a meltdown today and I cried because they didn't have syrup in Starbucks.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. I'd be like, God, same. Like the time I cried in the supermarket because there was no Oatly.
Yeah.
It's valid.
It's valid.
But you're right. We are all a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
But kind of trying to hold it together.
We're just muddling through.
Yeah. But if we can commit to this podcast, Joel, I think that's a success.
Same.
And on that note, that's the episode.
That's the end of the episode. Sorry that it's like the second episode about manifestation and thoughts, but as this is on our list for this year, it will come up quite a bit, I imagine.
It will. I'm happy to talk about anything. And if you want, I can add a bit more onto this.
Yeah.
And talk about, honestly, anything. Like, would you rather... I'm good at would you rathers.
Go on then.
Okay, it's another manifestation, isn't it? It's about money.
Go on
would you rather be rich and miserable or broke and really happy?
I think I would love to say, if you asked me while I wasn't feeling a bit anxious and stuff at the moment, I'd probably say, rich and miserable, go on then.
Right.
But actually, the reality of being sad or miserable or anxious is not very nice. So I think I'd rather be happy and broke.
Yeah.
Because also, that's a good starting ground
yeah.
to go, oh, I'm happy, now let's try and make more money. And you're more likely to because you're positive.
Yeah, and it actually, without sounding too like Molly May, surely it's easier to make money as a happy person than
Must
it
be.
Is to make money as a miserable person.
Must be, surely.
Because people want to be around you.
Yeah.
They'll be like, yeah, I'll give you some money to that for that idea.
Yeah.
Because you're like so buzzing. You're like,
you're so happy and positive.
Give me 10 grand and I'll...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. But, would yours be that then? You'd rather be happy.
I think so. Yeah. Obviously, being miserable and being really rich would be, I'd do it for a week.
Yeah.
Just see what it's like.
Yeah.
You know, check into hotels and be like, this is a piece of shit. And then, like, just throw the shop. Not be rude,
no.
But just be so disappointed.
I mean,
by
we do
everything.
That for comedy value. We walk into the most stunning hotel room, we go, oh, back in this hellhole.
Oh.
But oh deep down, God. We're like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but it's a much nicer outset, isn't it, to be really happy?
Yeah.
Like, I remember one of Atch's aunties, so Atch, my fiance, his auntie was telling me about a time where they were 12 or 13 and they just moved into their first house with carpet.
Okay.
And they were like, oh my God, we'd only ever lived above a shop. And it was like lino.
Yeah. Okay.
And they moved into a house with a carpet. She was like, it was like Buckingham Palace. And I was like, that is so nice, because they were just, the kids couldn't get off the carpet because they were like, it's so comforting. And she called it basically this house in Leicester, Buckingham Palace. And I was like, that's amazing. So
that's
like
so cute.
The joyfulness and the gratitude you'd feel as a happy person, but broke, it's got to be better life living
definitely.
Than a rich, miserable person.
Yeah, absolutely.
No one wants to be around you. And then aren't loads of rich people really lonely?
Yeah,
like
apparently.
They're just like, got no mates.
Yeah, because they spend so much time working.
Or they're just so miserable and horrible.
It's true.
We're like making up these
things.
Well,
luckily, life isn't as black and white. So I'm sure you can be rich and happy and you can be broke and miserable.
Yeah.
But it's a scale, isn't it?
It's such a scale.
So here's to being happy and rich.
And in happy and rich. And in the next episode, we'll talk about why celebrities can't maintain one relationship.
Yes.
What is that about? Save that for next time. I don't know why
right.
it just came to me.
We'll do
I think
that
it's because it's about rich. Okay.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching or listening. Please subscribe or follow us wherever you are listening or watching. This outro needs a
needs
script.
Because
I've just
work.
Said listening, watching, following, subscribing, all the words.
I love that. That would just go with what Joel said.
Yeah.
Keep watching. Keep subscribing. Put us on in the car without video if you're driving.
Yeah. Recommend us to a friend. And give
yes,
us a rating.
Review a rating.
Yeah.
They go far. So that would be great. It's comforting to know that some of you guys are really enjoying this. So thanks for the feedback so far. And we'll see you in the next episode.
See you soon.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.